What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Bite Me Podcast. I am your host, Amanda, and our co-host,
Dana.
How is everyone feeling? Hey, How is everyone doing?
We're back.
We are back. After a brief hiatus, we decided we were very, very hungry, and we wanted to go out and eat more. And we went... Where did we go, Dana?
Saigon Pho.
Pho.
Damn it.
Now, it's definitely up to people if they want to call it pho, they want to call it pho, but I'm pretty sure it's pronounced pho.
It's probably pho. I just feel like the first time I had it, I thought I was told it was pho.
But yeah. So for those of you who are like, what is pho? What is pho? Well, it's actually a Vietnamese dish. It's a soup.
I love soup.
Yes.
Do you know this about me? You remember? I love soup. I can eat it anytime. I mean, I'm like that with anything, though. Like, I don't have to be hot to eat ice cream. I don't have to be cold to eat soup. It's like anytime for me.
Right.
Like, I'll eat soup on a 90 degree day.
Yeah. So growing up, I don't know if you ever had like those Campbell soups.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So salty, but so good.
Yeah, I mean, we still have them here, too. The Campbell's, there was, like, a mega noodle. It was like Campbell's. Campbell's mega noodle. Let us know, people. Have you had this? I don't know. It was mega noodle. The noodles were, like, thick. It was like pasta. It was kind of shaped like a star, but it was kind of, like, wrinkly on the ends, like how a lasagna is. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, these thick noodles. Oh, my God.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Yeah. So, pho is a Vietnamese soup. And really interesting. So it originated in the 19th century in the northern Vietnamese region of Hanoi. I don't know if you're familiar with Hanoi at all.
Yes, I've heard of that. Where was I? Some point when I was in school, high school maybe, there was like a trip to, or maybe it was in college, to Hanoi.
So yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with Anthony Bourdain, the chef that, died by suicide. Mm-hmm. So when I was watching his specials, he met Barack Obama. In Hanoi.
Oh, wow.
And Hanoi is like amazing. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
And the food is so cheap. Like when I was looking at the price, you can get, let's say, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 beers, get food, all that stuff. And you convert it to American dollars, it's like $7.
That's crazy.
It's like mind blowing.
Why?
I don't know.
And this restaurant is not that expensive either.
No. That's the best part about it.
I mean, and it's so good.
And it's so good, as we'll discuss.
Yeah.
And it's traditionally, eaten for breakfast, which I thought was interesting.
I'll have it anytime.
I'll have it anytime. 9 a.m., 9 p.m.
Yep, with all that chili sauce, too.
So good. So it's thought that pho comes from a French dish, pot au feu.
Okay.
I could be saying it wrong. So it's like a traditional like beef and vegetable soup. And then some believe that the Vietnamese adopted or like changed this dish under French colonial rule, which I didn't know the French ruled them. But
wait, the French ruled
Vietnam.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's no clarification as to how the word even came about. But, they think that maybe the word, because I guess phen is rice noodles, and that's what pho is made of. So they're like, maybe pho came from that. No clarification, but those are some of the ideologies of where it possibly originated from.
In case you're into that.
And because, I'm into that.
Yeah. The old soul.
I like to know where my dishes come from, and the craft behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our friends that we hung out with, she actually introduced this restaurant to us. Mm-hmm. So we went out and we tried it out. And Dana, explain your first experience about it.
Okay, let me go back.
Because this was a bit ago.
Okay, so I've had pho years ago, and it's like ramen, but it's noodles in soup. It's like how ramen noodles are like in soup. So I had it a while ago, so I kind of knew what to expect, and I was looking forward to it. The only thing is that, again, I eat very slow. So I was intimidated when it first came out because it's such a big bowl.
It's
such a big bowl. And it's like, honestly, it really needs to come on a hot plate. because I can't eat it fast enough, and then it gets cold, and then I'm upset because I can't finish it, and then it's just a whole thing. But yes, so I sort of knew what to expect, that it was going to be like a noodle soup, and, you know, it was a great size, and it's not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like a lot, but it's not too much, and then you feel, like, so satisfyingly full mm-hmm. after. It's like not too heavy, and you think with all the broth you'd feel like, you know, too like full with like
no watery. I'm like, I want more broth.
Yeah,
it's, and so
like,
crazy,
it doesn't feel like your stomach is full of broth. It just, it's just a great feeling
after. Yeah, so ramen, a lot of people are probably familiar with, and maybe not as much as with pho. So, like you said, the difference of ramen. Ramen, mm. like, when I eat ramen, it's a lot more heartier, I feel like.
Okay.
Because it's, like, the meat is fatty. Because you think about it, like, pork belly. And there's always, like, an egg and ramen.
Yeah.
There's, it's really busy. Okay. But pho, like, the meat is thin. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not much going on. But it's, like, fresh.
Right.
And then on the side, you got, like, your bean sprouts.
Yes. All these fresh vegetables. Well, I mean, I guess it's not a ton. It's, like, the bean sprouts, jalapenos.
Yes, gotta have the spice.
Basil.
Mm-hmm.
And lime.
Yes.
I mean, you would think that you don't really put lime in it. I mean, I love lime. I love, like, salty, like, tangy, spicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first time that we went. I saw that there was lime there, and I was like, I don't know how this is going to taste, but I'm just going to go for it. And it's so good because it gives it a freshness. Like, it's just a fresh, like, light taste.
Right. And the bean sprouts, like, add, like, that crunchy mm-hmm. effect to it.
Yeah.
I love putting everything in it.
Me too.
And then give you the spice. Yeah. What is
on
that?
On the side, yeah. On the side, there's, like,
hot sauce. It's, like...
It's, like, a chili sauce.
Yeah.
It's, like, a chili sauce where you could see the, like, the seeds of the pepper.
It's fresh.
And, oh, man, yeah, it's so good. And, well, don't use too much because that stuff's strong. I had a few times and I used a little too much, but yeah, just you blend it all together and it's perfect. Yeah.
So first impressions of ambiance. Go ahead, explain.
It's dark, so the floor is like dark, but there is a lot of light because the front has like you know, a big window. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of light that comes in. But yeah, it's like wood. It's kind of like dimly lit, other than the natural light coming in from the front.
And so, they play the, like, traditional Vietnamese, I would assume, music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So you really feel like
mm-hmm.
you're
it's
in.
It's nice. Oh, yeah. It's very, like, calming.
It's zen.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
So when you first walk in to the left, there's, like, this cute little rock structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. And there's, like, leaves on the bottom. And there's a frog. There's a little dog with a bone. And it says, welcome.
Oh,
it's the cutest thing. And there's little spotlights on it.
Okay.
And it's so decorative. And that's the first thing you see.
Oh, you know what? Wait, I thought this was in the window, though.
No, it's when you not, first
it's
walk
on
in.
The side. But has that always been there? Because also...
When we first went there, I don't remember seeing that.
COVID. They have less tables. So I'm so sick of saying it. Because of COVID. Ugh. I'm so sick of saying that.
I know. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
And then this is the first time that I had bubble tea.
Mm.
I've never had bubble tea before.
Okay.
So when I used to work at the Woodbury Commons, I feel like, because obviously a lot of the tourists come from Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them had bubble tea, and I was like, I just refused. I refused. I feel like it was this craze, and I was like, what is this?
Really? Okay.
And I said, fuck that. I'm not trying it.
Where did they get it at? There was somewhere at the Commons?
Yeah. Okay. There was like, I think it was just my negative energy towards Woodbury Commons.
Oh, I hate the Woodbury Commons. I hate that place. Like, you mentioned it to me, I cringe. Like, it gives me anxiety to think about. No, I mean, it's not even anxiety. It's like hatred. It's disgust. It's like... Oh, my God.
Like, your blood pressure just went up.
Like, I just can't. As soon as I ever pull in there, I'm all immediately fuming from something.
Yeah.
Like, the people walking, the cars that are stopped. Like, just nothing makes sense. The whole fact that, like, the entrance and exits don't make sense. Like, oh, my God. I could go on. And this is because we worked there.
Yeah.
Like, if you work there, you have a different.
So if you still work there, I'm so sorry.
Like, and you know what? I never think about going there for, like, a day. I never think about it. Like, I never think, oh, it's a nice day out. Like, let's go to the Woodbury Comic. Never a thought. That's like, that would not be pleasurable to me.
I'm sorry to break it to you, Colin. I actually do go. But because we go to Under Armour.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, I need to.
But I'm in and out. With I have a mission. I'm like, okay, Express, when they have their good deals, Under Armour, Nike. That's different. Boom.
But people go, like, it's kind of a nice place to go to, like, spend the day, even if you don't want to shop. I mean, obviously, you can go to shop. And, like, if you're looking for something specific at a designer store, absolutely the place to go. And I used to do that. I haven't needed to do that in a while. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's there. But, I mean, I just never think of it as, like, a leisurely type of thing. It's just disgust in my mind. It reminds me of, like, working so many long hours. Like, I had a lot of fun, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so, we digress.
Yeah.
Big time.
Hashtag middle of the podcast rant of the Woodbury Commons.
And more will come.
And more will come. And hashtag. Yeah. So, but they actually do have a ramen place there.
Yes.
That I will venture out to and I will try.
You should try it. I actually have never had ramen.
What?
I haven't had ramen. I haven't had real ramen.
Okay.
Yeah. And
we will report back.
You know, it's crazy. When I was in graduate school, there was this place near us, like Upper Manhattan, like near Columbia University.
And somewhere. I'm sure it's very good over there.
It was good. And you know what? My friends went like 3 or 4 times. And for some reason, every time they went, I wasn't available. Ugh. And so I missed out. So I've never actually had like full real ramen. But wait, we were off track again. You were talking to us about the bubble tea.
The bubble tea.
Yeah. So let's hear about that.
Sorry. It's been a while, guys. So we're letting it flow.
We're just letting it flow.
Letting it flow.
Yeah.
So anyway, so bubble tea, you know, and then, you know, I was like, you know what? This place is nice. The little area on our left is vibrant. I'm loving the energy of the music. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be good. So I got the either peach mango or either the combination of mango bubble tea. Now, what are the things on the bottom?
They're tapioca balls.
Tapioca balls.
I know. And I feel
I was like, what?
Yeah. You got to be. I feel like you have to be careful. You could choke on them.
It was hard.
No.
It was kind of hard to drink because I try to mix it. And then every time the ball will get like stuck on the straw. And I'm like, is there a proper way to drink this?
Well, yeah. Did you have a big straw?
I had a big straw too.
Yeah, they have to be like the big like smoothie straws.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's basically like you're chewing with every sip.
It was very good.
Yeah. I mean, so that's if you never had bubble tea. I've had bubble tea that I've actually had a lot. There was when I lived in the city down the road, Tea Magic. Oh my God. Loved it. I used to get the melon. I think it was the melon one. It was so good. Probably really sugary, but it's like a milkshake.
Yeah.
What I had gotten. So, and the tapioca balls, they're like, how would you describe them?
I mean, so they're kind of like slimy.
They're slimy and they're black.
Yeah, and they're black. They're so that's black. What scared me a little bit.
Yeah, they're kind of like the color of like a raisin. But they're not like wrinkly like a raisin.
Like,
and they don't taste like a raisin. No. They don't really have a taste.
No, it just adds like another sweet texture to it.
Texture. Yeah, they have a little. Yeah, I guess they're sweet.
Yeah, so it's like a translucent friggin' sphere,
mm-hmm.
And it's like chewy.
Yeah,
and it just adds a sweetness to it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not sure, like why that came about.
So either. Yeah, like so boba. That's like what they call it. Yes. That's why I always see, you know, like boba tea.
B-O-B. Yeah. I think it's actually boba, not bubble.
Yeah.
I think we said bubble.
Are you ready? Wait.
I don't know.
Wait, are you ready for this? So when in bubble tea, they're most commonly referred to as boba, a Chinese slang for large breasts. Wait.
So it's like tit tea.
I'm what? Like, no.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Well...
So
interesting, very interesting.
But how did bubble come out of that?
Large breasted woman. Oh. Why are we calling it boba tea?
Oh, goodness, what?
Wow. See, yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah.
When you look things up and you're like,
that's great. I actually never looked up that, and I should. I used to drink it a lot. I should have looked it up.
Well, it was delicious, to say the least.
And they have them, like, you can get them creamy, or you can get them, like, they have, like creamy or fruity flavors.
Yeah, so mine was the fruity one, because it had the mango.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, Norman got my boyfriend.
Yes.
He got the banana one.
Yes, and that looked creamy.
That was, yeah. Yep.
That one looked really good. Yeah. And it kind of looks like, so the boba at the bottom looks like chocolate.
Yeah.
Yep. It looks like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to get the creamy one next time. Yeah. Because that's what I was kind of expecting. I don't know why I thought mango, and then I thought it'd be kind of more of the creamy mm-hmm. and not more of like the juice side.
Yeah.
But it was still good to say the least.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of bubble tea?
Yes. So, yep.
Would you recommend one. Like a flavor to anyone?
I used to always get, it was either melon or honeydew. I mean, ooh. Those are like the same thing, but I forget what it was called, but it was green and it was so good. This place that I used to go to, I mean, it was in the city, but oh, that's right. I've been to one with our friend Angela.
Oh, Angela. Shout yes. out to Angela.
Angela, we love you. Oh. We love you, Angela. I went with her one day after work, a few of us. This was before your time. Before your time. and we went to, it's in Middletown. It's called Kung Fu something. I think I still have the card somewhere because they give you a little punch card.
Yeah.
It's in Middletown on Dolson Avenue by ShopRite in that plaza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like.
I wonder if it's still there.
In the corner. There. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think it was new when we had gone. But yeah, so Angela found it. I said, oh my God, I haven't had bubble tea in so long. So we went and that place was really good. And I believe I got the honeydew or melon mm-hmm. one. I've also had, oh my goodness.
Taro bubble tea.
Yes. Okay, it's purple. The taste was like very unique. It was very unique and it was like different, but it was good. It was like, I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, that's an interesting flavor if you're feeling like adventurous and you want to try bubble tea.
It sounds like something like a chai tea or something like that.
No, it's sort of. It's kind of like a lavender-y taste-ish. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Vanilla-y, like it's definitely creamy, but mm-hmm. yeah, it's purple. I don't know why it's purple. But
okay,
yeah,
I need to go venture out
that's
and go find that.
That's the first time I ever heard of that, and I think it's like a leaf that you can make tea out of. Well, obviously bubble tea. Bubble tea is tea.
Yes. Too,
you know?
Yeah.
And you can get it hot or cold.
Didn't know you can get it hot.
You can get it hot. I've had it hot before. No.
Go with the cold.
Go with the cold.
All right.
Yeah.
You heard it, everyone. Go with the cold.
Go with the cold.
Try to get the, what was it called?
Taro.
Taro. Mm-hmm. I got to go try that now.
Yeah.
So that is what we drank. We had some bubble tea. It was an awesome experience. And then we went and we ate there. Now, Dana, mm-hmm. what do you usually get?
I get the same thing. I've been there like how many, 4 or 5 times now? I always get the steamed vegetable spring rolls. No, dumplings.
Dumplings, yep.
The steamed vegetable dumplings, which I mean, I guess they're like your typical dumplings. Although I feel like is it dough? It's dough on the outside. Well, I know like Chinese dumplings is definitely dough mm-hmm. on the outside. But this was like, it's more like a noodle. This is more like a noodle than dough.
Right.
On the outside. So maybe this is how the Vietnamese do it. But, and because of that, it's lighter. So, you know, it's not like,
it's not too heavy.
It feels like a real appetizer. Like you can eat it and, you know, still feel hungry for your meal. So it's like a, noodle and there's vegetables inside and they give you the sauce. And I always get that.
It was really good.
I love them.
It was very good.
Yep.
Now, the brisket pho get.
Every single time. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's beautiful. Yes.
Now, describe to me how it was the first time you ate it. What were you thinking? What was your experience like?
Okay. So, like I said, not going to lie, a little stressed because it's big. And, you know, I want to eat it when it's hot. And also, you know, they can give you a fork. Do they give you a fork? They also give you chopsticks. You know, yeah. You're supposed to eat it with chopsticks and the little spoon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit stressful because the pieces of brisket, at least I get the brisket. They're long. Like they're, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's too big for one bite. So like it's kind of, for me, a hassle. I like break up the meat and it's a little bit of work, but totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to wrap the noodles in your chopsticks, put it in the spoon, get some broth and sip it up.
Mm. Put your bean sprouts in there.
Yep.
Oh, your jalapenos.
Don't forget that. Yep.
And it's such an experience mm-hmm. when you're eating there.
Yeah. And it's like, how would you describe the flavor of it? Like what it's like flavored. I mean, it's like it's not so, like anything too strong, but it's definitely like.
It's not like salty like a lot of broths are.
No.
It's like fresh. I can't, it's
light.
It's a light.
And it's not too like herby.
Right.
It's not herby. It's light. Like the, you know, the fixings that you add to it, the bean sprouts, the basil. Mm. Oh my gosh. Again, you'd think when I first saw the basil, first of all, we didn't know what it was. Weren't we?
No, we were like, what is this?
Because it's not like the basil that you get in the store. I don't know if I've ever seen basil like this in the store. Like the basil you get in the store, they're like big leaves. They're kind of like bubbly mm-hmm. looking. This basil looked like, it kind of looked like mint.
Yes.
It looks like mint leaves. So I don't know if it's a different, like, you know, breed.
Yeah. So basically like with the, cause I got the same thing, the mm-hmm. brisket pho.
Yeah.
It tastes like it's like a lighter beef broth. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Because you have the brisket in there and it's not super packed with sodium mm-mm. like a lot of other maybe stews or soups. Mm. And it's like fresh ingredients, a little bit of ginger, like the basil, and it's all compacted in this bowl. And like you were saying, put the bean sprouts in there. And as everyone knows, I like to play with my food. I like to mm-hmm. toss things in there. Yeah. It was so good. And it made me feel like comfy. You want to mm-hmm. just like after you eat that like a big bowl of soup and you want to just like go lie down.
Okay, my perfect time would be like if I'm home on like a weekend, a Saturday or a Sunday or any day during the week if I don't go to work, like in the afternoon. I mean, for breakfast, you wake up, mm-hmm. you're like in your comfiest sweatpants, cozy socks, and you like are on the couch or the bed. Mm. Cuddled with the tea and you're just watching something fun. Maybe it's snowing outside. That would be perfect. And then you're home. So when it gets cold, you can put it in the microwave and continue to enjoy.
And they have different ones. So you don't have to do just the brisket. You can do a seafood one. Mm-hmm. So the seafood one comes with squid, crab, fish, shrimp. There's also a regular shrimp one, chicken. You could do eye round steak, you know, beef meatball. I don't know how I feel about the beef meatball, but it's probably good. I feel like anything they do is delicious. Mm-hmm. And Vietnamese pho, I'm so glad it was introduced to me because before that, I was just like a ramen person. And mm-hmm. then when I sit and think about it, I guess it depends what kind of mood I'm in, if I want ramen or if I want pho. If I'm feeling heartiness, I'm going with ramen. Okay. If I'm feeling the light, I'm going with pho.
Yep.
So now let's go rate Saigon. Dun, 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 dun. So let's go with the ambiance of the place out of 5. What would you give it?
5. I mean, it's not overcrowded. Well, because COVID. But regardless of that, you know, it's a nice, like, it's just calm and like kind of like secluded, I feel mm-hmm. like, I don't know. Yeah.
And also, now that I'm thinking about it, your food comes out so fast.
Yeah.
And the service is impeccable. Like it's pretty like in and out, boom, boom. Cause I feel like it's easy, not easy to make, but if with soup, you can make one large batch.
They probably like have it brewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you could just boom, mm-hmm. boom. So good.
Yeah.
So, ambiance, and what about the drinks?
Girl, what you sipping on?
Well, I mean, I recommend bubble tea. Yeah. It's a nice treat. It's a treat. It's like a milkshake. Mm-hmm. It's, so I would prefer it, like, as a dessert. It's sweet. I don't love sweet things. So, you know, definitely if I'm feeling like I want something sweet, like, as a dessert, I would do it.
So, what would you rate it?
The bubble tea.
Any drinks that you've had, any bubble tea, are there options? What would you rate it?
I mean, I'd say a good 8 out of 10 or out of 5?
5.
Out of 5. Oh, okay. I would say, okay, so it's got to be like a 4.3 probably out of 5.
Oh, I like it.
4.3 out of 5 because I have to say it might not be everybody's taste. I mean, it's not, you know, it's yeah. not really mainstream.
Right.
And the tapioca balls could throw you off.
Right.
And don't choke.
Don't choke.
Just, yeah.
So, choking hazard.
Yeah. Just, you know, I'd say that. I'd say it's definitely worth a try.
Yeah. And the food.
5, right?
Ding, ding,
10 out of 5.
10 out of 5, everyone. 10 out of 5.
It wins.
So, for me, ambiance, 5 out of 5. When you walk in, it's not a large space. Like, it's pretty quaint. It's small. It's a perfect for a date night. It's perfect for family. Mm-hmm. You can even go by yourself. Mm-hmm. Like
it's perfect by yourself.
It's perfect
yeah,
by yourself.
Yeah.
Like it's not awkward. Mm-hmm. You can just roll up in there and get yourself some pho, be in and out in 30 minutes.
Yep. Well.
And be on with your day.
Well. 30 minutes. Well,
no. Yeah. Last time we were there, I was like, wait, everyone, hold on. I wish I could have taken a video because we were doing some damage and yeah. even Dana was, everyone.
I was focused.
And like, she was hitting that broth hard. Yeah. She was like, yeah. you were moving.
And I eat slow, but you I were was moving. Like,
you're like, it's so good.
It's so good. And I wanted it hot. So I like forced myself to eat fast, which my body can't normally do. But
right. here we are. I was like so impressed. Like, but that soups and salads and chips, you yes, just like, boom.
That's right. You remember the salads yeah. and chips. Yes. They go down easy. I don't know what it is.
So, and then last time we went there, they actually have Vietnamese beer. So,
oh, I didn't notice.
It was very good. So I do recommend that. And the bubble tea was good. I would recommend, it depends. So like either the fruity, if you want to do the fruity, you can do what I got, like the mango. Mm-hmm. But I really want to try the creamy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the tapioca balls, again, like you said, it's an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really so much my style too much. It was good, but I can't really have a full, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is huge, the glass that it comes in.
Yeah.
So I say 4 out of 5 for that.
Okay.
And then the food, 10 out of 5. 10 out of 5, everyone.
All right.
10 out of 5.
That's the first rating of that we've given so far.
I know. So, everyone, go check out Saigon. It's in Wappingers Falls. It is so worth the drive. So we live in Orange County, and we were talking about it, and we're mm-hmm. like, there really aren't any local places near us that live up to the potential. Like, not even close. Mm. If you guys know of something, let us know. Someone else also recommended a place in New Pulse, Pho Tibet, which I definitely one day will make a trip. So everyone, go check it out. Enjoy. And I'm so happy that we are back for another episode.
Yes.
And we are going to be more consistent. But reach out to us. Yeah. Let us know what you want us to try.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you want to hear. And we will be back for That's another right. episode. And don't forget, guys, to listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Please find us on Instagram and follow and share on bite.me podcast. And do not forget to subscribe.